Here at Morning Edition, we avoid unfounded opinions and work to stick to the facts, which is why this morning we can just tell you that the Library of Congress is awesome.
Steve, that sounds like an opinion.
Well, I'd like to think it's a judgment grounded in experience. I've done a lot of research there. You can order up a newspaper from 1828, David, or out-of-print books, or the original letters of presidents. 160 million items in all. But it is also a fact that the library faces criticism for not moving quickly enough into the digital age, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Jean Deanna sits next to a computer and a vintage Victrola, appropriate for his job as curator of the National Jukebox Project.
And when I told them how beautiful you are...
The jukebox is an online collection of some 10,000 pre-1925 recordings made acoustically without any electrical amplification. Deanna points to a photo on the jukebox's webpage.
You can see in this picture here that they gathered the orchestra around a great big recording horn. And behind the curtain there is a cutter that's cutting the recording into a wax master.
And 90 years later, these primitive recordings can be heard right on your laptop with a few mouse clicks. The Library of Congress has a trove of online content. You can hear Louise Bogan recite a poem.
As you lay in sleep, I saw the chart of artery and vein running from your heart.
Or listen as a former slave, Fountain Hughes, recalls his life.
Just same as we were in jail. Now, I couldn't go from here across the street. Well, I couldn't go to nobody's house without I have a note or something from my master.
The Library of Congress was established in 1800. David Mao is the Deputy Librarian of Congress. Standing in front of the library's collection of Stradivarius instruments, Mao says the library's mission is clear.
To acquire, preserve, and maintain and make available for future generations the intellectual creativity of the American people.
Preserving it all is a challenge. Technology continually evolves from wax cylinders to floppy disks to wave files. And keeping up is a challenge, too. Congress has cut the library's budget by 8% over the last 5 years. At the same time, a recent Government Accountability Office report criticized the library and, by inference, the 85-year-old librarian of Congress, James Billington, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan. The GAO says the library lacks the leadership to address several IT problems. Deputy Librarian Mao says the library takes the report to heart and just sent Congress its plans to improve the IT operation.
So I think we're making a lot of progress working on the things that were identified in the GAO report, and I believe that we're moving ahead in a very good direction.
And Mao says the library hopes to hire a permanent chief information officer, something many say the library should have done years ago. In the meantime, in another of its many roles, the library is a Washington tourist attraction. Currently on exhibit is a collection of historic papers, photographs, and other items documenting the civil rights movement. Curator Adrian Cannon points out the exhibit's showstopper, what she calls the NAACP's lynching flag. It's a big banner. It reads, "A man was lynched yesterday."
Every time a person was lynched in the United States, the NAACP hung this flag outside of its headquarters at 69 Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Cannon says the records in the exhibit and throughout the Library of Congress are living testimony to what we were, what we are now, and what we are struggling to be. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.